This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. In July of 2012, Michael Safiati turned himself in to the Snohomish County judicial officials for a misdemeanor marijuana possession warrant. A few hours later, he died in his jail cell. Michael had a severe dairy allergy and was given a meal that contained dairy. The allergic reaction killed him. Now, Michael's mom, Rose Safiati, is filing a lawsuit against Snohomish County on behalf of her son's estate. Cheryl Snow is the attorney for Rose Safiati. Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Walk us through what we know happened from when Michael Safiati turned himself in to when he died.
Well, we know that Michael turned himself in up at the Linwood Police Department, that his mother, Rose, who is a nurse, was imposing some tough love, dropped him off at the Linwood Police Station, that once they became aware of Michael's severe medical needs related to his dairy allergy, that they then made the decision to transfer him to Snohomish County. And when they transferred him to the Snohomish County Jail, they made the jail aware of Michael's allergy. And then when Michael went through what's called the booking process, he also related his severe allergic reaction to dairy, that it could be lethal, that he could suffer anaphylactic shock. And we now know that the jail, based on some deficient policies and customs they had in place, did not make note of Michael's allergy. They didn't communicate it to food services. They didn't communicate it on what's called a move card that would have followed Michael throughout the jail, and that they failed to make proper note of it, that he was fed oatmeal that, unbeknownst to Michael, contained dairy because the recipe had just been changed. And then when Michael started to suffer the reaction to that, he was ignored both by guards and by a nursing staff. And over 30 minutes went by before Michael was discovered in his cell and a medical emergency was declared.
Now, as I understand it, this was neither the first time Michael Safiati was in that jail, nor was it the first time he had health consequences from eating the food. Is that correct?
That's correct. And that's been a primary concern of ours, and it also was a concern addressed by the Department of Justice, National Institute of Corrections, that the jail just did not have a record system in place where they kept proper notes regarding someone's medical issues. And they, in fact, described the medical records room at the jail as having stacks of files, you know, in disarray and in various locations. And
In previous visits, in previous times in that jail, he had been served food and had an allergic reaction. And as I have been reading, he went to the hospital three times.
Correct. Well, on one occasion, he was transported by medics to the hospital for a reaction.
So what is Michael Safiata's mother alleging in this lawsuit?
Well, she's alleging a violation of Michael's civil rights. She's alleging a violation of her civil rights for the companionship and relationship with her child, and really seeking to address the gross deficiencies and customs and policies and procedures that were inadequate that led to her son's death.
Now, Jason Cummings, the chief civil deputy prosecutor, told us that Snohomish County has not been served yet, so they have no comment on this case. When do you plan to serve the county with a suit?
Well, the documents are out for service. I assume that they will have the documents soon if they don't already have them.
This is not the first lawsuit that Rose Safiati, Michael's mom, has filed against the county on this. Tell us what...
...the case to determine if a lawsuit would be brought. We had a heck of a time getting evidence that we should have been obtaining through public records, and the heart of that complaint relates to a request for jail surveillance video. And initially the county told us that the video did not exist, and we had a strong belief that it did in fact exist. And eventually, by filing the complaint against Snohomish County, the video was produced.
And what did the video show that's relevant to what we're discussing?
The video showed everything that we had been told it would show by various inmates who all witnessed Michael trying to get the attention of the guards by jumping up and down in his cell while he could, by activating his emergency call button. And then it really just shows importantly, that there was nothing going on inside the cellular unit where Michael was at that would have prevented guards from assisting him or checking on him.
How old was Michael at the time of his death?
He was 22.
The federal government, I understand, reviewed the operations and the medical service at the Snohomish County Jail, where at least seven inmates have died since 2010. They released their review in September of last year, and they said immediate reforms were needed to make it safer and cleaner and more humane. According to Sheriff Ty Trinari, the jail has been making a lot of changes. So is the situation better now for inmates there?
You know, I think that's really hard to say. I think that it's easy to say that changes have been made, but looking at the nature of changes that were suggested and required, they're large scale. I mean, the jail, there's no doubt, had deficiencies on a level that are shocking, and it's really hard to imagine how administrators let those deficiencies stay in place for so long and let so many deaths occur. So you probably can understand I'm a little skeptical when I hear just the fact that it's alleged that change has been made. I think we continue to hear from families and people at the jail about events that are occurring that indicate to us that there's still a long road ahead.
Cheryl Snow, thank you so much for speaking to us today.
All right, thank you.
You're listening to The Record on KUOW Seattle.